learn this and receive miracles in your life.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. By the way, we are approaching January 1st when we will go live and we will select one of our YouTube subscribers to receive an entire year of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. That person could be you. Be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon. High flyers, everything in the universe operates under universal law. There is both physical law, such as the law of gravity, and there is spiritual law. And spiritual law is, to a certain extent, being explained by quantum mechanics and quantum science. So we have two sets of laws, physical laws and spiritual laws. More and more, those in the hard science are beginning to see that there is an invisible counterpart that they cannot explain. Quantum science tries to explain it, but it is unexplainable. The Emerald Tablet of Hermes, an ancient document that goes back way beyond the time of ancient Egypt, states, "As above, so below." In other words, when something is created in the spiritual plane using spiritual laws, it will manifest in the physical world in your life. And that's important. As in the spiritual, so in the physical. You notice I'm not saying religious. I am using the word spiritual. One set of laws does not contradict the other. Both spiritual laws and physical laws are equally reliable. The ancient mystery schools have taught about these laws for thousands and thousands of years. In these ancient mystery schools, they put their students through elaborate initiatory rites, such as the Eleusinian Mysteries. And it was about teaching the principles of these spiritual laws. Now, we, Rachel and I, believe that you deserve the money you desire. You deserve the love that you crave. And you absolutely deserve the health that you depend upon. And that's why our podcasts and everything we talk about is designed to teach you both the physical laws of success and the spiritual laws. I'm going to teach you one today that is very simple. This simple law seriously works, and it works all the time. Did you hear what I just said? It works all the time. But you may tend to want to toss it out because of its simplicity. You see, rich people, wealthy people, understand that huge amounts of money, empires, are built with simple principles that are repeated over and over and over again. Do not be fooled by the simplicity of this law. The law that I will be talking about and sharing with you is the law that the late, great Stephen Covey called the law of the farm. Or in the ancient scriptures, it's called the law of reaping and sowing. Understanding This simple law can bring incredible miracles into your life on almost a predictable and regular basis. Now, if we look at our good friends, the farmers, farmers understand that you must plant specific seed at a specific time to reap a specific harvest. You must plant a specific seed. Don't plant a watermelon seed and hope for tomatoes. It's not going to work. You have to have the right seed. The right seed has to be specific to your desires and goals, because what I'm really talking about is that you have the power to plant specific seeds in your mind through your thoughts. You are literally a mind farmer. And the more you farm your mind with specific thoughts, specific seeds, the more likely you are to have an incredible, abundant harvest. And that means miracles on a regular basis in your life. Remember that the harvest always follows the seed planting season. There's no way of getting around this. People say, well, look at, you give me the harvest first, Robert. Show me the harvest first, and then I'll consider planting some seeds. Doesn't work that way. You see, when you plant a seed, a thought, you are putting skin in the game. You are investing in yourself and in your mind. And it takes energy. Remember, energy flows where attention goes. This is a powerful statement. Energy. Everything is energy. Everything. Your thoughts. The seeds. Your thoughts are seeds in your mind. And they are either going to plant a weed garden or a garden of gold, a garden of love, a garden of health, a garden of prosperity. Learn this simple technique. Learn this simple philosophy. And you will see miracles in your life beyond belief. Everything is energy. Energy attracts energy. Likes attract likes. Positive specific thoughts. Seeds. What positive specific thought do you have? Don't just say, I just want a car. Know what kind of car you want. And if you can become more specific about it, know the kind of interior, the color of the car, the year, the make, the model. Know the details of the car. Don't just say, I want somebody to love me. Know what kind of person you want in your life, what her qualities are, what his beauties are, his specialties are. Understand the more specific you can become, the more specific you will be at harvest time. Plant those specific thoughts in your mind, because that's the seed planting season. Next, you've got to nurture those thoughts. If you plant a positive thought about a new car in your mind, or a new relationship, or a new job, and you've gotten specific about it, the kind of job, the kind of atmosphere, the kind of company, the kind of boss that you desire, and then you nurture it and go back to thinking negative thoughts. Oh, well, I'm probably just going to end up with this, and they're always going to treat me bad because it's a big, ugly, nasty corporation, and you know how they are. They always step on the little people, and I'm just a little person. You see, now you're letting the weeds take over and kill your dream, kill your goals. And, you know, that's what farmers do. They regularly weed out the garden. So regularly, you are clearing out any counter thoughts, any thoughts that are in opposition to the seed, the specific seed that you planted. And now, of course, you've got to nurture it. How do you nurture a seed? Well, with positive affirmations, with meditation, with absolute certainty, with gratitude, and with action, taking action. I had a new client yesterday say to me, she said, "Robert, I know what I desire. I'm very specific in what I desire. I know what my intention is. But I knew that I had to take action. And so that's why I called you, because I believe that you can help me and guide me." So our job as miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches is to simply help you weed the garden and nurture the garden with good, rich fertilizer. But we can't plant the seed. That's your job. And we don't partake in the harvest. That's yours, all yours. The harvest is all yours. And so what is the harvest? The harvest is that new relationship. The harvest is when you're getting married. The harvest is that new job. That harvest is the advancement in a career. The harvest is your successful business. The harvest is health and vitality. That's what the harvest is. When you understand the law of the farm, the law of reaping and sowing, you are a micrometer away from miracles beyond belief. I mean miracles on a regular basis, because every time you plant a seed and you nurture it and you take care of that seed, you're waiting for a harvest or a miracle to appear in your life. So know what you want. Write it down, because when you write it down, you are taking physical action. Be specific about the seed, the intention. Your seed is your intention. Be specific about your intention. Feed and nourish that intention every day. Don't say, "Well, you know, I did my affirmations 3 weeks ago." And No. Feed and nourish your intention every single day. Weed the garden. Get rid of those negative thoughts. You know, scientists say that about 70% of our thoughts are negative. And is there any wonder that most people live an ordinary average life? Because they have ordinary average negative thoughts. You're going to have to clean out the garden. Make room for those new seeds. And then reap the harvest. Oh, when you're reaping the harvest, fill yourself with gratitude. Be excited, because it's going to be bigger than you expect. The love you desire is going to be more intense than you ever imagined. The money you crave, the money you want, there's going to be more of it. Listen to me from my own experience. I have goal sheets that I wrote down many, many years ago, and I look at them and I laugh now. The money will be much bigger. There are no boundaries. There are no limits. But understand, reaping and sowing, the harvest. You can have it all. You really can. You can have the miracles you desire. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, because you absolutely deserve it. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.